This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
I just want to say I'm getting real sick and tired of my watch trolling me, pat me on the back every time I stand up. I get it. I don't move around a lot. I don't exercise a lot. That's fine, but you ain't got to patronize me, man. Standing up and going to the bathroom is not a workout. I don't need that. I do have other watches. You can't be replaced. I'm just saying. Chill.
What is TWS podcast episode whatever? Who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the answer. Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed.
Man. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. Yeah. This was my childhood. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to play that. I had actually picked out another Tribe Called Quest clip, but it was Q-Tip. I didn't realize that Fife Thug's birthday recently passed on the 20th. And so, you know, once I realized that happened, I was like, I need to switch. If I'm going to do Tribe, I got to do something with Fife. So I went with, an iconic song, a verse and a song that, you know, was probably in the time period where I've really started, like, memorizing lyrics and, like, singing along to, like, rap songs, stuff like that. So definitely impactful one for me. So I just wanted to, I don't know, acknowledge Fife. Happy belated birthday. Man, my smartwatch really is trolling me. It actually gave me credit for a workout while I was in the shower. Like, and while I do appreciate, you know, acknowledging the vigorousness with which I scrub, you know, so I'm clean. I know it's not a workout, and I don't need, what I feel like is happening is like it's saying to me, compared to what you normally do, this is exercise.
Say that then.
And that's patronizing. I don't like it. Anyway, let's get into it. Welcome to the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society. And I want to thank you, first and foremost, for taking some time out of your day to come chill, have a quick one-sided conversation about some nonsense or some important stuff, whatever it is. I think I just recently changed my tagline to one man's struggle with dopeness. That's what this show really is. That's what it's going to embody going forward. I don't know, a couple things before we get into the proceedings this evening. I do hope that everyone has a happy Thanksgiving. I know Thanksgiving is coming up. That'll probably be the last time I mention it on this show because I personally hate Thanksgiving. It's one of my least favorite holidays. I don't think I have a favorite holiday. I don't think I enjoy any of them, but that's probably the one I hate the most. I was a kid that didn't eat. Growing up, so Thanksgiving was just like food and people looking at you weird because you wasn't eating the food. You know, old black folks, they're gonna say all kinds of things to you. Your eyes don't look good, baby. What's wrong with you? You know, they talk about you like you're not in the room. It's I got traumatic shit with Thanksgiving, so I could live without it. Second, I do hope, like you see, I wasn't bullshitting when I said last episode. That I was going to try to make the show, you know, more personal, let you know who it was you were listening to, and, you know, maybe put my face out there a little bit more. I think I've done that, and I probably overdid it. I definitely changed the cover art to the show to include a picture of myself, and now I'm real uncomfortable, like, the amount of stuff I've posted on Instagram that shows my face in between the two accounts that I, like, I'm trying to spread it out. Cause I don't want like one account to just be pictures of me. Like I never wanted to be that dude that posts pictures of himself. Like there's something about the concept of me consciously making the decision to take a picture of myself with the intention of sharing it with people that just does not vibe with everything that I am. But I'm gonna try. I don't know. I feel like I've gone too far already, though. It's way too many pictures in the last couple of days. I'm gonna find the right balance. I'm working on it. Other than that, I don't know if this is happening to everybody, but I just wanted to point out that I have played Smoking Out the Window way more times this week than could possibly be healthy. Like, I had a talk with myself earlier today when I was playing it. Like, man, my neighbors are probably getting, they probably getting tired of hearing the same song. Like if you're going to blast the music, at least blast different songs. Like, why you going to blast the same song and repeat over and over again? But it's a dope-ass song. I think a lot of men can relate to it. And I think, and the crazy thing about it is, I think that my favorite part of the song is probably everybody's favorite part of the song. And I don't know, it's something that I can't say, so I don't know, Bruno, if you don't mind.
This bitch.
It's something about it. It's something about the way it hits. Like,
this bitch.
Nigga.
Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, I listen to the song waiting. And if you watch the video, the way, like, Anderson .Paak, just like, did I say it right? .Paak? I feel like I put too much into that. Anyway, the way he just, like, pops into the frame to do his part, it's a amazingly dope song. And, yeah, I don't know. Horrible segue, though. Let's get into the Chef Elise update.
Out of Pepe.
Yeah. So this is going to be the majority of the show. The Chef Elise update is going to kind of be the wraparound story for the majority of the episode. I'm going to go on some tangents, come back. You know how I do this. You know, you should be accustomed to it at this point. But this is what we're doing this evening. This was my weekend with Chef Elise.
Out of Pepe.
And, I pick her up on Friday, and that's like my time to be able to talk to her about, what's going on with school and stuff like that. Like I said, the whole Andrew situation has calmed down. And now when I ask her about school, like, she just, she's paying attention, and she throws like mad information and facts out at me. And, it's a lot sometimes. And it's like I said, trying to do balance that. Like, I want her to be able to feel like, have that feeling of, I'm telling Dad something that he maybe didn't know. And then I also don't want her to have the feeling of Dad don't know anything. I know more than Dad already, so I'm trying to balance that out. But anyway, this week she was telling me some stuff I think I didn't know. She had a ton of facts about turkeys that was crazy, like, for a 6-year-old, a 5-year-old about to be 6, to know about turkeys. But she also started talking to me about the Pilgrims and the Indians this week. And that was interesting because I hadn't really given much thought into, how she gets taught down here in regards to like history and some of those, the way you can paint that story, and I feel like the way you can paint that story says a lot about the way you will paint other stories. And, it was weird for me to be listening to her tell me all these things about Pilgrims and Indians. I feel like they're starting early with some of it, but I don't know. It's weird. I feel like only people that can look at like that story and paint, some Jesus freaks that was, fleeing persecution, that came to a land that wasn't theirs, but felt that they had the godly right to cleanse it of savages or whatever and claim it for themselves. I think if you have the ability to paint a situation, with that lens, and that's probably why you think, a teenager that took an AR-15 to an emotionally charged protest had good intentions. But anyway, back to my conversation with my daughter. I'm seeing that like that part of her education is starting already, and I have to like decide how I want to participate in that, how I want to, like, my mom did some crazy stuff. Like, my sister went to a majority white school for like high school, and my mom is a English teacher, and she would like put my sister in these weird, awkward situations, you know, trying to, I don't know, like push the anti-racism narrative or something, you know, like she had my sister reading like poems about lynchings and stuff, and, yeah, in front of the class as part of projects. And that's just an uncomfortable situation to put a kid in, a child in, when they're out of there, when they're the only person in their classroom that looks like them. Like, and you know, so I don't want to be that parent, but I also just don't want to let her come home, you know, spewing stuff that I don't show any opposition to. Speaking of all of this, and don't worry, I'm gonna tie it back to Chef Elise. I just want to say, currently, I don't know if this is a forever thing, but currently, as of this moment, I have stopped playing Guess the Ethnicity. Currently, as of this moment, that part of the show is on hiatus. We'll see if we get back to that. I haven't decided yet if that's the way it's going to be. What I have done is, for my own entertainment, I have replaced Guess the Ethnicity with texting my homie Chad the names of my Uber Eats drivers, and then we place bets on whether or not they're going to be able to follow the instructions to get to my apartment. It's hours of fun. It's a frustrating situation for me because I don't understand why people can't find my apartment, but it's like the easiest money I've ever made. It's dope. Anyway, back to Chef Elise.
Out of Pepe.
So I pick her up from school. She's talking to me about pilgrims. And then she's at the age where, like, when they find a food that they like, they could eat it every day. And I have to remember, like, that's the thing. And I also have to remember that she only sees me like 2 weekends a month. So just because she only eats the same thing around me doesn't mean she eats it every day. But that's what it seems like. Maybe she just really looks forward to like our chicken noodle soup routine or whatever. I don't know. Eating soup with dad. Like, for some reason, I can see her like as a grown woman that like cries every time she hits the soup out at the grocery store after I die or something, because we just had that at Progresso was our thing. I don't know. That's morbid. But anyway, I don't want to be, I give her the same thing every time she comes over here. Like, all she ever eats with me is soup. Even that's what I don't just give her soup because it's the easiest thing to cook. Like, that's what she asked for. But anyway, this week I said to her, like, cause I say it to her every week. I say to her, what do you want for dinner? And then she hits me with my favorite curve line of all time. I say this to everybody, and I think people have come to understand it means, it's a no that I don't want to tell you right now. But, basically I say, you know, what do you want to eat for dinner? She's like, I got to think about it. And every week it turns out that, like, she's been thinking about it. And then when it comes down to it, it's soup. So anyway, so I tell her this week, I'm like, look, I'm hip to the game. You're going to say in, you're going to think about it, and then you're going to wait to the last minute and tell me you want soup. So let's come up with something. And, so she says she wanted McDonald's, and I wasn't thrilled about that. Wasn't thrilled about the decision for McDonald's. Like, of all the food I want to eat, I really don't want to eat McDonald's. And if I'm going to get it, like, I'm going to get enough for both of us. So, I was kind of there. I tried to like get her to do Wendy's, but she wasn't having it. She's very specific about her fast food, whatever. So, I had an Uber Eats voucher and everything. And I was thinking about ordering something anyway. I was hoping it would be something, I don't know, fancier, but, fuck it though. We did McDonald's. So I do it from Uber Eats. I hit up Uber Eats. Don't judge me. I saw that the driver's name was Ernesto. So I texted Chad immediately to get the over under on him making it in here. I was pretty sure that he wouldn't. But you know, we got to discuss it first, get the facts down, you know, try to figure out, what the stakes are here. Anyway, again, like, I was betting on him not making it. And the best part of the game is, like, you know, looking at the Uber app and tracking where the car is in the app. And, like, I can literally watch them, you know, driving around in circles and, like, the parking lot going from this entrance back to the front entrance, back to the back entrance. And I have I have meticulously crafted over the 9 months that I've been living at this apartment a paragraph to describe how to find the door you can use to get into my apartment building. I use landmarks and colors. I feel like I have done everything I can do to make it like idiot proof. Like I don't know what else I can do. And it just doesn't seem to work. Like I just watch people go in search, and they won't call. Like they won't just like call me and be like, look, man, I can't find the door. Help me out. They'll just move around in circles for like unnecessary periods of time. And I might've ordered something like some poke or something. It's like, man, that's raw fish. Please get me my food, bro. Like I don't have time for you to just be circling the parking lot. You know, this is not cool. And it's not even like a racial or ethnicity thing. Like all God's children seem to be equally inept at following instructions. I'm losing faith in humanity. I put in a paragraph that the door is under a neon sign. I had a driver who didn't know what neon was. Yeah. I had a dude who found the door, put in the code, but his mind didn't tell him to hit enter. And so he said the code don't work. Like these are the things that I'm coming up with. So the thing that happened to Ernesto, and this happens a lot, is that he got locked in the stairway. So anyway, once I put in the code to buzz you in, you get 90 seconds to get up to the third floor and go through that door before the door is locked again. 90 seconds. Now, may not sound like a lot of time for you, you know. That may sound like, you know, a weird Ninja Warrior obstacle course. You got 90 seconds to get to the third floor. No, I have made it up to this, you know, I've made it to the third floor in the 90 seconds with a 5-year-old that demanded that I tiptoe so I don't wake up the sleeping snakes in the cave on the way up to the third floor. So it is completely possible. It's more than enough time to get up to the third floor. And I put this in the paragraph that once I buzz you in, you have 90 seconds. Get to the third floor before the doors lock again. Don't get to the third floor and be surprised. Like it's the door's locked. Fucking told you it was going to lock again. It wasn't locked 90 seconds ago. But anyway, I give Ernesto credit though, because he was smart enough to read that part of the instructions. And instead of calling me to tell me that the door was locked, sending me a message, he figured out I'll just go back downstairs, put the code in again, let him buzz me in again, and restart the timer. So that's what he did, and he made it up. So yeah, Ernesto eventually made it. He had a little assist, but he eventually made it. So I guess, I don't know. Me and Chad called it a push. Nobody won on that one. But yeah, that's my entertainment. That's how I get my entertainment. This is my 7 chuckles, folks. So I don't know. We ate our McDonald's anyway. We sat and ate our McDonald's. And then she wanted to play Mario Kart. And I'm happy about that. Like, I'm glad that she enjoys the video. I enjoy playing video games. I'm glad that she enjoys the video games. And we have this thing that we can do together. And she seems to want to do it. And I love my daughter. I love Chef Elise.
Out of Pepe.
With all my heart. Y'all know how proud I am of that little girl. I think she's amazingly smart. We're trying to get her into the gifted and talented program at school. You know, she gives herself math tests. She got me reading like this science book to her when we do our little time on the patio. We go out and drink tea and I read a science book that was talking about like, I don't know, it was talking about stuff that I didn't know. And I don't think she's paying no attention, but she likes hearing it, which I think is crazy. But anyway, this girl that I think is just amazingly dope in so many ways is like historically bad at Mario Kart. Like she is alarmingly bad. Like it is bothering me, it is concerning me how bad she is at this game. After this amount of time, like we play a lot, and she would want to play over and over and over. We'll do the Grand Prix, which is like 4 races, and we'll do that. No, I don't know how many times she'll play over and over and over again, and she just sucks. Like it's gee, like, it's, you know, like, you want to do the thing where you let them win. I don't think that there's, I can't figure out how to play bad enough that she would, or the game would never end. Like, if I tried to let her finish before I did, one race would be ours. It's insane. And I got all, like, the assist on, the thing that keeps her on the track, and the thing that breaks for her, and all kinds of stuff. It's to the point where she will probably do better if she just put the controller down. Like, if she just put the controller down and let the machine do the work, like, she would probably do better in these races. And it's worm. Like, I want to get some other kids in here to play just to see if, like, is this her or just, like, five-year-olds can't. I feel like they can. I'm worried about this one. I don't know. It's like watching a kid at a bowling alley when they put the bumpers on, you know, and like watching a kid still somehow throw gutter balls. Like, it shouldn't be possible, but they do it anyway. Like, it shouldn't be possible for her to be this bad. But she is. But she wants to play. I give her that. She never gives up. She keeps going race after race and just never quits. It's inspiring, you know. She'll be talking to me, you know, Dad, even if you don't win, it's okay. And I win every time. But even if you don't win, it's okay. Like, yeah, it's, you know, you remember that. You know, take your own advice. It's okay. But if you got any tips on how to teach a five-year-old how to play Mario Kart, six-year-old, she'll be six. I don't know. In two weeks. Now, she'll be six, like, the beginning of next week. Not the week coming up, the week after that. I'm not good at explaining how weeks work. But yeah, so that's my Chef Elise story. I tried to use Chef Elise to bring up my whole Uber Eats betting thing based on the names. I had Uber Eats right before I sat down to record this. And I'll say, yeah, my Uber Eats driver was Keisha. And no surprise, she didn't even get out the car and try to follow the instructions. I had to go down and get it. I don't, you know, not trying to be stereotypical, but I saw it coming. I really did. Anyway, other than that, what's going on in my life? The only other major thing I have in my life right now, besides, you know, trying to be a dad, is trying to rehab from these broken wrists. And, you know, I had the surgery and they decided I didn't need a cast. They gave me a couple of braces and stuff, but I really just been raw dogging it. Like, that's just what I do. And so, yeah, I'm just out here in the world with the wrist and I'm getting like a lot of functionality back. Like, I, you know, fingers are good. I had some numbness in one of my fingers that's slowly going away. And, you know, I can move my wrist and I can make a fist and I can do things. I can do a lot more than I could, you know, two or three weeks ago. The one thing I'm struggling with is like my wrist is weak. Like, it's weak. I can't put any weight on it. I can't lift anything, you know, too heavy with it. And so I can't, like, I used to could, if I had to go to the bathroom, I used to get to the bathroom and like pull my pants down without even taking off my belt. Like, I just, I could do that. Like, you know, and it's like, I can't do that no more. And it's not because I've gained weight. It's just because my weakness in the wrist. The wrist is too weak. I cannot do it. And that shouldn't be a big deal. I'm only bringing it up because what happens with that is that it has changed the clock on when I have to head to the bathroom. Like, I have to now have a greater sense of urgency when it comes to bathroom situations because I can't just get in there. I got to do the whole, I got to undo the belt and zip and all that. Like, I used to could just bow, you know. Like, I feel like it definitely feels like one of them things, like in my 20s, I could just bow. Now I got to, you know, because I'm 40 or whatever. Things is different. This is just the wrist and I'm hoping that I'll get it back. But yeah, man, I used to could wait till the last moment. Like, I think I actually tweeted one time, like during one of my manic episodes where I was oversharing and talking about too much. But I think I tweeted like I'm so into this tweet, or I'm so into what I'm this tweet storm I'm doing right now that I'm literally about to sit here and possibly like shit myself because I need to get this tweet out first. Like, the tweet is more important than that to me. It's the level I used to be able to roll at. And now with this banged up hand, like, it just changes that for me. And it just dawned on me this week. I wanted to share that with you. The other part about getting older is I'm getting Charlie horses, but I think right now I'm sleeping with like the fear of a Charlie horse, because I know the stretch that I do that usually results in the cramp, and like it'll be the middle of the night. Like I'm not even sleeping well because it'd be the middle of the night, and I feel like I need to stretch, but I have to control the stretch, because if I go all the way with the stretch, I know what's about to happen, and I just like it's in the back of my mind all the time, because I've never felt that kind of pain. I didn't start getting like Charlie horses until I was 30 plus, and I thought it was like dehydration due to all the drinking, but I haven't had a drink in 3 years, and I drink water and tea pretty much religiously, so I can't believe I'm dehydrated. But and I know, like, if I stretch to the point where I like point my toe, my calf is seizing up, and it's gonna be trouble. But that's, I don't know. So that's what's happening with me this week. And with everything else going on in the world, I just wanted to talk about, you know, some nonsense and just have some fun, talk about how to have fun, you know, with all this stuff, how to keep playing Mario Kart even when it sucks. Like, you know, because I wake up every day and it's just another thing to be outraged or upset about. And if my little girl can just like completely suck at this game, but just love playing it for no reason, you know, I can appreciate, I don't know, something about the beauty of life and the ride that we on, even if it fucking sucks. So yeah, I'm trying to be more like Chef Elise.
Out of Pepe.
I told you I was gonna hit it every time. Let's see. I don't think I have any more sounds on there. Sometimes I want to check and make sure I played everything on the board, but I think I did. I think that's all I gotta say this week. I'll do my typical calls to action. Please hit up, livealphafitness.com. So it's livealphafitness.com. That's my man Zaya Fitness's website. He can get you where you need to be in terms of your fitness and nutrition goals. Dope individual, young man. I laugh with him all the time. I'm like an entire adult older than him. But he's a cool dude. And he can definitely do some things for you if you're looking to be more active than I am with my smartwatch. TTCharities.org, y'all know the deal. If you're looking for ways to be impactful, be your brother's keeper, hit up the site, donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes, a like, a retweet. It all goes a long way toward a great cause. TTCharities.org. Then I have my website. I posted a picture of myself wearing it. I think it's super dope that right now, like in my closet, there is a pretty substantial section of the closet that is like all t-shirts that I sell. And I unless it's a work thing where I need to be business casual or something like that, I almost exclusively leave the house in like a TWS shirt. So there's a lot of shirts out there. I think they dope. They dope enough for me to wear, you know, out in public. So yes, I'm saying this to say, hit the website, check out the shirts, get you one. I think I was rocking the Stay Connected shirt and on my pick in Instagram, and now more than ever we need to stay connected. So I think it's just dope shirt, dope message, and it's simple. Like, I don't do a lot of, I'm not a frills guy. I don't like to even take pictures of myself, so you can imagine how unfrilly the shirts are. But yeah, hit up the website, you know, see if there's something you like. Right now, all of the winter type cold weather gear is 20% off with coupon Hoodie Season, HOODIESZN. So hit up the website, get your 20% off, rock some dope shirts with some dope messages from a dope-ass podcast about a dude struggling with dopeness. I wrapped it all together, because that's what I do. But yeah, with that said, again, hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. I could give a fuck about it. Until we speak again, be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, I love you. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then.
Love.